the work's been done, and we really couldn't have prepared any better, and we're very happy with how we're set up, and it's just a matter now if we perform on the day. I think that the training's been fantastic. The commitment of the players has been absolutely top class. Big turnouts, and really, and also my assistant Kevin Lachlan and coach Tom Hennessy. Tom has really just put a fantastic amount of work into the team and the whole style of play that we have.
Yeah.
So yeah, well prepared. And another thing that I think is going to help us is the fact that we had a very tough semi-final against Sligo, and they came very well prepared, and they put us all the way to the pin of our collar.
Yeah.
But and that's you can't get that kind of you can't replace you can't beat that kind of preparation.
Yeah, and that probably gives you a slight advantage over your opponents, Tyrone, tomorrow, because they've had just the one game while you've had the two. An easy victory against Longford the first day, but as you said, put to the pin in your collar last weekend.
Yeah, well, certainly we played extremely well against Longford after a bad start, and I think the fellas show what they're capable of. And I think some of the, maybe because of that, we maybe thought that we could just have a nice, really easy run through the semi-final. We never thought as management, but some of the players may have thought so. But it was very quickly, we were just abusing that notion, and it was a battle all the way to the end. But I think to get through a semi-final like that, I'm not playing at our best, but the fellas showed great heart and character to dig out a win. So that's great preparation going into the final. Yeah.
And tell me about this team of yours. Obviously a smattering of senior players.
Yeah, we have a number of senior players. Captain Dylan Lafferty in goal has been top class all year, both for the seniors. He made a breakthrough in the seniors this year, but he's been superb for us as well. Mark Callan in defence, and Sean Curran in the attack, and we have Eddie Lynch back as well, who we didn't have in the semi-final. He would have featured as well, I'm sure. And Stephen Doherty from St. Junan's is also involved, and Donald McLaughlin, the senior panel. So these guys have really been top class in leading and showing example to the, not saying the younger fellas, to the other guys, a lot of whom would hope to, I think, push for places in the new setup next year with the county seniors.
And of course, a lot of the players have been playing at a higher level in minor championship over the last couple of seasons as well.
Yeah, well, this team, we say 3 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're the first group to play in Division One of the Ulster Minor League, and probably the second team, I think, to play in the Ulster Minor Championship proper. So they've been exposed to playing the likes of Antrim's and Downs and so on. But so have Tyrone. So like we're both, I suppose, in the same position, trying to make a jump up to the higher standards. And it's a big jump. You get the odd hiding along the way. But the great thing now is I see friends, their minors playing this year, and they really have an expectation that they're going to perform against these better sides. So that's what we want. The same with the seniors, that they've made, they stayed in the division that they were promoted to last year. And the key to it is staying in that higher division. It just becomes the norm, hopefully.
Mm. And how important is under 21 to the progression of a hurler from, say, minor to senior?
Well, it's a huge step, because you would often find minors probably has a higher profile. But if you're looking for a predictor of how your club or your county is going to do down the line, under 21 performance is probably a better predictor, because you're really talking about, in effect, playing playing a lot of senior hurlers. A lot of county senior hurlers will be up against you, and it's a good test for guys, and it's a critical stepping stone. If they can make the grade at under 21, they have a great chance of making it senior.
And talk to me a little bit about Tyrone. Obviously you would have come across them quite a lot coming up through the age ranks.
Yeah, we've had a great rivalry with them over the last few years. As I said, they're probably doing exactly the same thing we're doing. They're looking to make progress from where we were a number of years ago, and they certainly have made it. And so have we, like both teams winning the Nicky Record over the last couple of years. And in both cases, made up entirely of native and very, very young sides. So there's both senior squads have quite a lot of the under-21 squads playing with them. So we know them fairly well from the senior and from under 20. Over the last couple of years at minor 21, it's never been more than a point or two, literally never more than a point or two between us.
Yeah.
So we expect the same on Sunday. It's going to be a very, very tough outing.
And team-wise, have you got everybody, Paddy?
Yeah, we're in pretty good condition. We lost, unfortunately, Jack O'Loughlin, who's with the seniors, and Shane Gallen. And but it would probably be both of our natural centre halfbacks, and Jack had an outstanding game against Longford. But one of the, I suppose, results of the underage development work being done by the county board and development squads, and also the work being put in by the senior club teams, is that the numbers are there now. So we do have a bit of depth in our squad, and we're able to replace boys if they're not available to us. So yeah, I'd be fairly happy with what we have tomorrow.